The new August Birders World magazine is my favorite one ever. The cover and a 10-page report within are devoted to the rediscovery of the ivory-billed woodpecker. And there's also a 6-page article that I wrote about nighthawks, and it features both a photograph and a couple of stories about Fred, a nighthawk I was privileged to live with in the 1990s, who I talked a lot about on this radio program back then. Fred gave me all kinds of insights into the gentle world of nighthawks. I named him for Fred Rogers because of his deliberate, careful, gentle manner. He and some of the other nighthawks I cared for when I was a licensed rehabber also taught me a great deal about avian physiology, especially digestion. That's because every day nighthawks produce one really yucky, smelly, liquidy brown dropping, much different from normal bird droppings. The first time I dealt with this, I figured the poor nighthawk had an intestinal disorder. But then I found the condition with every other nighthawk I ever cared for, and so I tried to tease out the reasons for it. First, I wrote to a host of ornithologists who had done work with captive nighthawks, wondering if they knew why the droppings were unusual, but virtually none of them had even noticed. It made me realize that a lot of professors really do have their grad students do their dirty work. But then I read a book by Gordon Gullion about ruffed grouse, and he mentioned the grouse's cecal droppings. I learned that ceca are two blind offshoots where the large and small intestines meet, where our appendix is. Ruffed grouse ceca grow very long in winter, filled with bacteria that break down cellulose and woody aspen buds in a smelly process of fermentation. Nighthawks eat nothing except insects and spiders they catch in the air, so I wondered if their ceca didn't help them to digest chitin from insect exoskeletons and the hard wing casings of beetles. Because cecal droppings are so liquid, I wondered if the ceca might not also serve in osmoregulation. And as a side advantage, since nighthawks seem to evacuate a cecal dropping when they're suddenly handled by a bander or a rehabber, the offensive odor and presumably taste might deter predators. That was actually the subject of the PhD research project I started in 1994. The professor who took me on as a PhD candidate was Gary Duke of the University of Minnesota Veterinary College and co-founder of the Raptor Center. Gary and I did some very preliminary work. We videotaped the entire digestive process of two nighthawks that were fed some barium-laced food, and I set up some of my experimental protocol. I was going to be Gary's first student ever to do such a research project without sacrificing a single bird. I was trying to work out techniques for figuring all this out without hurting anyone. I also spent a term taking avian physiology and animal physiology down on campus. But the University of Minnesota is 160 miles from Duluth, and my kids were small, so that's as far as it went. I was still doing a literature search and figuring out what I could at home, but thought the rest of it could wait a few years. Gary did tell me that based on my research and observations at that time, I was already the world authority on nighthawk digestion, but added that it was not the kind of distinction anyone else wanted. But then Gary developed a serious illness and had to retire early. Gary Duke is one of the most respected authorities on avian digestion in the world, and also one of the most genuinely nice and caring people I've ever known. So the loss to the world and to him and his family were far greater than my loss. But that put an end to my PhD aspirations, which is probably just as well. No way did I want people to start calling me Dr. Laura. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.